Conference, Thursday evenings from 7 to 9:30 on WGXC, 90.7 FM, ACRA, hands-on radio, and on the World Wide Web.
This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, people of the universe. We are the Game Hoarders, and just like every Thursday, we are invading your airwaves. And this time, unlike last week, there's more than one person in the room.
Wow.
It's crazy. That means you guys don't actually have to listen to me monologuing for a prolonged period of time.
Now,
I'm
going
to set up something that I forgot to set up before the show started, because I'm a moron. Dominic, you say things to entice the audience.
Okay, cool. So we're going to be talking about today is mostly going to be Dragon Ball Super, the new set that literally just came out.
The card game, not the show.
Yeah.
There's no news. Also, Dragon Ball Super Heroes, that's a show that's out now and it's beautiful.
Really?
Well, it's not out, but like there's been like a couple random like 7 minute long demo episodes and there's spice.
Okay.
We got like a 26 second long fight between Super Saiyan 4 Goku and Super Saiyan Blue Goku, which did not satisfy the fans at all, and actually all it did was lead to more arguing despite the fact that they're on the same side, so it doesn't really matter which of them is stronger, even though I'm sure that will be brought up later.
Yeah, of course. Let me see. There's that. There's also the new update for Warframe that's supposed to be coming out soon-ish.
Ish.
It's going to have battleships, a new like open world area. Yas.
Yes, because what we needed in a game that was slightly less anime Gundam was more battleships.
Hey, look on the bright side. As soon as they start letting me like customize my little Tenno into anime characters, then we're on the dream.
Oh yeah, of course. That's exactly what we need in our lives. But so other than that, let's see. We've got Oh, yes. The most important thing that I don't know why I didn't talk about last time. The new Fortnite update, which featured the Infinite Dab. I don't know anything else about the update. I just know that they added an emote to the game where your character dabs in one direction and then dabs in the other direction and goes back and forth doing that until you move or you die.
Why, God?
Because they knew I played the game.
Just why? I'm so confused.
It is so ungodly bad. And this is the only reason that I tolerate Fortnite. because Epic Games, god dang it, do you know how to make me want to jump off of a cliff with your terrible, amazing emotes?
Yeah, but then again, they also know how to make some money, like...
Yeah, no, I don't even know what goes down, but basically just, like, Epic Games releases content, and my brain is like, I don't know whether to kill them or myself. So instead, I'll just play Fortnite more. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, which is pretty normal for them.
Yeah, but so anyway, back to the original topics at hand. The Dragon Ball Super card game has got a little bit of spice in the set that just recently came out. First of all, it added a new subtype to the game called Goku's Lineage, which is basically if you're in Goku's family, and that counts Videl, Chi-Chi, and Ox King, despite the fact that they are not actually members of Goku's family, but whatever. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Ox King?
Ox King. He gives your dudes hexproof. He's actually busted. The Goku's Lineage guys, they all revolve around a mechanic called Swap, which is basically you pay a cost which is definitely less than the cost of the card you're trying to play. You return a card you control to your hand to summon a new card.
Which
is busted.
The thing about like the other one, which was like what?
It was called Evolve. And what Evolve did was it was similar, except you would play your new card on top of the old card. This one is similar in that you need to have both cards available to you, but it's so much more powerful because you don't actually lose any resources
you did
before. Because literally you go, all right, I'm going to play this one drop, swap it into a two drop. Then you have the ability to play the one drop again if you feel like it. Or, barring that, you can like save it as combo fodder or discard fodder
later.
Or something like that.
Because you don't go minus anymore. You go minus on resources, but it's still cheaper than the actual playing the card normally.
Yeah. As rule of thumb, the way the swap goes is a one drop for no cost will swap into a two drop. A two drop for two cost will swap into a three drop. A three drop for two cost will swap into a four drop. A four drop for three cost will swap into a five drop. A five drop for four cost will swap into an eight drop. And once you've gotten an eight drop out,
you win.
You've won the game. And if you haven't, you're about to lose. Beyond that, we've gotten... they added a lot of the cool dudes from like the movies to it, and also from the GT saga. So, for example, they have Harutagarn from the last Dragon Ball Z movie, one that had Dragon Fist and all the spice. And
yeah.
Tapion, a.k.a. Link. But yeah, Harutagarn's entire mechanic is basically... It revolves around taking cards from your opponent's hand and field and putting them on top of the deck, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
And also, he can phase himself out of existence to negate attacks, which is already powerful enough on its own, except you couple it with the fact that when he phases himself out of existence, he comes back the next turn, which once again triggers his ability takes a card from their hand and from their field and puts them on top of the deck. And it's just gross.
Oh, yeah, let me just get a recur who makes him go minus two.
Yeah, it's actually, like, gross.
Yeah.
They balanced it by making him, like, really just super difficult to get out. Like, you have to play a two drop that you pay three to get out a seven drop that you pay four to get out a nine drop. But once the nine drop is in play, since it's basically unkillable,
won.
You have the win.
Yeah, because they go minus two, because, like, why God? And, what's it called? And what are the other mechanics in the set?
We've got a couple returning mechanics, like Overrealm, which is if you have some number of cards in your graveyard specified on the card, you can remove your entire graveyard from the game, and if you do, you can play the card with Overrealm for without paying its cost. And then a lot of them gain specific effects based on that. However, there is also a new mechanic they added called Dark Oval Realm, which is exactly the same, except you have to have the specified number of black cards in your graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
And the difference is, normal Overrealm, at the end of the turn, the card that you play with Overrealm gets removed from the game. With Dark Overrealm, you just keep it.
They're permanent.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. added a couple new characters that were originally in Xenoverse. For example, the Demon King Demigra, whose main mechanic is basically when you attack with him, your opponent takes a card from their hand and removes it from the game, and if it was a battle card, you get to combo with it.
Oh, no.
Which is stupid.
Oh, my God.
And all the there's a bunch of different cards he has that do it. Most of them do one of them does two, and the secret rare of the set does four. So not only Jesus. Do you rob them of four cards out of their hand, but if the cards you robbed them of were battle cards, you get to just get a superpower boost on your dude.
Yeah.
Which is gross. Like, and once again, he has Dark Overrealm, which means, A, he's a 10-drop, but he comes out for 5 as long as you have a bunch of cards in your graveyard.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go away. You can't just, like, forget about him.
Yeah, there's no, like, he's going to go away at the end of turn. He's permanent.
So that's a little bit of the extra spice that has come out of that set, which is just great.
What about new leaders?
As I previously said, Demigra is one, Harutagarn is one. They both do the same things that their battle cards do, just slightly less. The Harutagarn leader only takes out of hand, and the Demigra leader only does one card, I believe. Let's see what else is there. We have Trunks from the movie with Harutagarn in it. The card's not very good. It really just, like, I don't even remember. It, like, untaps your energy or something, except
okay.
only during the end of your turn, which isn't super strong. But he's okay. On the red side, we have Baby.
Baby?
The Tuffle Virus from GT. His entire thing is reducing the power of your opponent's cards. And this game works the same way it does in Magic, where if you reduce something's stats to 0 or below, the thing just explodes.
Yeah, because they're like, I'm too weak to go on.
Yeah.
No.
So the leader card and a couple of the battle cards all have effects that basically say when this attacks or when it comes into play, something along those lines, you get to choose one of your opponent's cards and give it -10, -15, something like that. And then the super rare that goes with Baby, which is his Great Ape form, which got punched into the ground by Super Saiyan 4 Goku, but whatever. Super Saiyan 4, best transformation. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying.
Truth.
But so, what the super rare does is when he attacks, or whenever your opponent plays a monster card, or a battle card, or I think they're battle cards in this game.
Yeah, they're battle cards.
Draw a card, and then you choose one of your opponent's battle cards, and it gets -20,000 power until end of turn. For those of you familiar with Yu-Gi-Oh, there's a card called Slifer the Sky Dragon that says whenever your opponent plays a monster, it loses 2,000 attack, and if that reduces its attack to 0, it explodes. That's just what the Baby super rare is.
Yeah.
And he is cheesy. I do have... I don't have the deck in paper cards yet because I'm too lazy to buy more packs. However, on a program called Octagon, which basically lets you just play card games and like test decks and stuff against other people, I built the deck. And basically, once you get that card out, your opponent is doomed.
Yeah, like, they really can't do much about that because,
yeah,
like,
unless they, like, they have to nuke it immediately, or they are just screwed.
Yeah, because they spend their next turn like, oh no, I can't actually play most battle cards.
Yeah. Oh, look, 90% of the cards in the game don't do anything because they come into play and commit seppuku.
And then the ones who can do anything come into play and then realize how weak they are.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, peep my 25,000 power car. Oh, it's 5,000 now, isn't it?
It's 5,000 and one of my opponent's one drops can fight it to death.
Yeah.
Yo, that's so good. What's it called? Any other notable cards from the set?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton. Just need to think for a second. The top end of the Goku's Lineage deck is an 8-drop called Distant Descendant Goku Jr. So for those of you not super versed in Dragon Ball lore, Goku Jr. is not Goku Jr. because he's actually Goku's great-grandson, but whatever.
Yeah.
So what he does is... He's an 8-drop with Goku's Lineage, which means all the 5-drops with Goku's Lineage can swap into him for 4, which means you can logically get him out on turn 4 or sometimes even earlier. He has Deflect, which says your opponent can't activate any counterplay cards against him, so they can't use Crusher Ball, which would make him enter play tapped, or they can't use Cold Bloodlust, which would actually negate his skills entirely, which is already too strong.
But
then he has an effect that he has triple strike, which is busted. He starts with, I believe, 30 or 40,000 power. And when he attacks, you look at the top seven cards of your deck, choose any number of Goku's Lineage battle cards from among them, and you combo with all of them. So that's already ridiculous because he's triple strike and he gets stupidly enormous. But then, if five of the cards you comboed with this way have different names, you just take two of your opponent's life and yeet them into the graveyard.
What?
So if your opponent's at two and you attack with him, they just lose. There's not really a way out of it for them.
I'm having flashbacks to hit. You're already dead.
That's literally just what it is. You get to hit him with an Omaiwamo Shindaru maneuver, and they're just like,
nutty.
But yeah, it's pretty cheesy, and that is just basically the reason I love it with everything that I am. Following that, let's see what else is there. I need to go through the colors in my brain so I can remember what cards went with which. Black has the Demogorgon guys. Green. Green has Namekians.
Oh, no.
All the Namekians. There are three separate Namekian leaders that came out, which are Slug, the guy from that movie who was upset with not being awesome, so he made himself awesome. Who else was there? Piccolo, specifically Piccolo Jr., and then Piccolo, who is not Piccolo Jr., even though Piccolo and Piccolo Jr. are the same character.
They're multiplying?
Sure. I don't know. I think the only legitimate difference between them, I believe, is that Piccolo Jr. Had not absorbed Kami, which is what makes Piccolo the Piccolo he is now, and also makes him literally a god. For those of you not familiar with Dragon Ball lore, Piccolo is actually a god.
Yeah.
Fact of the day.
That's the thing about Kamis is, that has a tendency to happen.
Yeah. But so they have a mechanic that they revolve around mostly called Bond, which is basically, they have really powerful effects, but the effects only work if you control a certain number or more of battle cards.
Oh,
like,
okay.
For example, there's one Piccolo that says, if you control two battle cards, right off the bat, he has Barrier, which is Hexproof, and Double Strike, which is Double Strike. And he has Bond 2. So if you control two battle cards, he gains an additional skill of once per turn, destroy one of your opponent's battle cards.
What?
Yeah. So if you control two of them, because they count each other for Bond, you just look at your opponent and go, pew, pew.
Piccolo is just like, I'm finally tired of all these sacrificial moves. It's time for me to start one-shotting people.
Speaking of sacrificial moves, there is actually a card in the set called Sacrifice, which is, and it has, it's the art of it is the scene from back in the Sand Saga when Nappa went to brutally murder Kid Gohan, and Piccolo was like, no! You're my son! Because I'm a better dad than Goku is.
Seriously.
But so the way the card works is it's a counterattack, and it's one green to just negate their attack. However, there's a ton of cards that are just one energy to negate an attack. What this also has is, rather than pay energy for it, you can take one of the cards in your life and add it to your hand to play it for free, which means when your opponent's like, let me swing with this quadruple strike Jiren, you can be like, I'll take one to not take four, thank you very much.
The best part, though, is I only have the image of it. It's a sacrificial move blocking you, but it's from your own life. I'll defend you, me!
It's so good.
And they're so confused by that line that they stop attacking after the first hit.
That's exactly how it works. But yeah, so green had Namekians, red has Baby, and also it has a little bit of Goku from GT, some Super Saiyan 4 stuff, but that's all been in the game before they did that.
Yeah, they,
yellow had the Goku's Lineage stuff, and, like, nothing else, by the way.
Oh, right.
Yellow got three leaders, and all of them were Goku's Lineage,
Rip.
Which is just cheese. And then blue had Haruta Garden Trunks, and black had Demogra, and I think the other leader was Toa, but I don't actually remember what she does. I just remember that she was very lackluster.
My life.
Lackluster.
The lackluster.
But yeah, so that's basically the entirety of the set. In the future, we've got like release tournaments and stuff going on for it that will probably determine a little more of the meta. After that, I'll be able to say what cards are probably going to be good.
Yeah, and we can update you then.
Yeah, but at the moment, the decks that seem busted are Goku's Lineage, because losing resources is for scrubs. Any deck that uses any leader that lets you draw more than one card in a turn, because busted. And then beyond that, just like, I mean, there's not a ton of like super bad decks in the format. A lot of them definitely have some way of being cheesy. Especially one of the big things about the Demogra leader is that previously the Overrealm skill to make it more balanced could only be used once per turn. He has an ability called Wormhole that says you can use it twice per turn.
Oh, no.
Which is stupid. He also has an ability that says you can take cards in your remove from the game zone
and
put them back into your graveyard.
Oh, jeez.
As more Overrealm fodder.
Yeah, I was going to
say
that.
Really, it's just super cheesy, and I just can't wait to see how a lot of the decks pan out. So probably next week I'll have a little more information on that after I've played in a couple more things with the new cards. But beyond that, Dominic has some Warframe to tell you about in our last few minutes on the air.
Okay, so the new Warframe update, whose name is actually slipping me at the current moment. We shall call it Bread. What's it called? So it's going to be a new open world, which they've described it as the whole starting area of the spot is as big as the plains of the Eidolon. And then,
why?
Because the thing is so much larger, and they're just like, so we'll take the other open world spot and say that's the starting area. And then everyone's like, okay, now triple that, and now we have the rest of the map. Everyone's like, why? So they ended up releasing that. They also released a new meme called MOAs, which we've already seen MOAs in the game, except now Companion MOA.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, oh, what's it called? That's pretty memes, I gotta admit. Let me think. Also working off of that, they also have new transportation on the planet, which they're effectively hoverboards because they needed to become more anime, and I'm loving it.
Well, of course.
Oh, what's it called?
Like I said before, it's just slightly less anime Gundam, and they're just like slowly evolving
into Gundam.
Literally, like five updates from now, it's actually just going to be Gundam.
The best part about him saying it, it's like it's perfect. It's a perfect transition to the fact that they're also making it where you can battle in battleships versus like the ones they showed off in it was I believe it was Corpus.
Yes.
Where what happens is you hop into the ship and you and your squaddies can group up for it, where one of you is a pilot and your guys can hop on guns in that, and as soon as you damage a certain part of the enemy ship, you could actually send somebody in an arc wing into the enemy ship where you land and then start causing havoc. Oh, so good. I'm like super hype over it, and the fact that like the idea of actually being able to like go super anime in Warframe just makes me love it even more.
Are there any specific new extra spicy Warframes that I should look out for, or are they not adding anything like super crazy?
They're adding...
Were they basically just like, you get battleships, and if you wanted more Warframes, then you should have updated before.
Yeah. What's it called? I'm trying to remember the names right. If I remember right, one of them's name Pandora, and...
I already hate it. I already hate everything about it. Whose decision was this? Send help.
Yeah, I don't blame you because, like, what's it called? I've never been into the whole Pandora's Box thing. Like, I think it's really cool. It's just the fact that, like, the name gets me at times.
I agree.
Yeah, like, the only thing, though, is the fact that there's two new ones releasing. Here, talk about Warframe for a second. I'm going to, like, Google them again.
I don't want to talk about Warframe. I don't like that game. You know that. All you really need to know about Warframe is that it's a game that makes me upset because I want to hang out with Dominic, but he's like, but I could be playing Warframe.
Truth.
It's basically just the entire existence of the game. They actually just, they made the game. The devs like woke up one day and were like, what's a way we can make it so Dominic doesn't want to hang out with his friends? Warframe. And also, there's been a number of times when Dominic's been like, hey, Owen, you could just play Warframe with me. And I'm like, but why would I do that? I'm too busy playing other bad games like Fortnite and replaying the first three Ratchet and Clank games for the 2,277th time.
What's it called? Coming back to the other thing. Hey, Owen, I want you to try to say this thing's name.
Well, you see, as much as I would love to, we are just about out of time. I'm kidding. We've got another minute. So what is this name I'm supposed to say in this last minute or two we've got for the air?
Okay, so it's G-A-R-U-D-A.
Garuda.
Oh, no, it's Garuda's. It was a trap. It was Legend of Zelda.
Oh, no!
Breath of the Wild DLC confirmed.
I don't feel safe. This is the crossover. This is how they're just doing the crossover. Warframe's confirmed for Smash Bros. Ultimate first DLC.
What's it called? They're also releasing Revenant. They haven't given too much information on either of them. But either way, what I know about Revenant is he's going to be very energy reliant, and Pandora is going to have claws. So, meow.
Claws.
Because we
big, meaty claws. All right, but so this time we are actually just about out of time. So, for all of us here at the Game Hoarders, when I find the slider that is the ox, we will see you all next week when we are invading your airwaves. Bye-bye.
See ya.